Prime Minister Scott Morrison and opposition leader Bill Shorten went head-to-head in their third and final televised debate before the May 18 federal election. There were plenty of talking points, both old and new, including leadership instability, franking credits, healthcare, and even Israel Folau. When it came to what could be the defining issue of this campaign, both leaders agreed climate change is real, but that's where the agreement seemed to stop. Mr. Morrison targeted the costs of a Labor policy.
We still haven't heard what the cost to Australians is, what price Australians will pay in their hip pockets, in their jobs, in economic costs as a result of the policies of a 45% emissions reduction target. Bill Shorten said it was a dumb question the other day to ask what the cost was. I don't think it is. I think it's a very fair question.
Mr. Shorten said a re-elected coalition government would not solve anything on climate change because of division within it on the issue. One of the main lines of attack throughout the debate for Mr. Morrison was the costs of Labor's policies. And on Friday, Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen finally unveiled them. Labor's proposed changes to tax concessions, negative gearing, franking credits and capital gains would deliver an extra $154 billion in savings over 10 years. Labor intends to match the coalition's surplus this coming financial year, but says it will reduce debt faster. By 2020-21, Chris Bowen has projected a $13 billion surplus, $2 billion more than the coalition's forecast of an $11 billion surplus. Mr. Bowen says the party would achieve a surplus of 1% of GDP 4 years earlier than the coalition.
Because of our policies, Shorten Labor government will deliver a surplus next financial year, the same year as the government. Bigger budget surpluses over the forward estimates, 40% larger than the government. A bigger budget surplus each and every year, next year and beyond, including all years over the forward estimates and over the medium term. We'd previously committed to bigger budget surpluses cumulatively. Today we're confirming bigger budget surpluses each and every year.
But Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says Labor's costings fail to account for the price of some of its major commitments.
Bill Shorten and Chris Bowen are walking around the countryside and saying, we're going to increase funding for hospitals by restoring the 50-50 share with the states, but they're not putting any money into their costings for it. They're saying we're going to increase foreign aid to 0.5% of GNI. There's no money in the costings for it over the medium term. They're saying they're going to increase the refugee intake for to 32,000 every year. They're not paying for it in their costings. That they're saying that they would increase science spending to 3% as a share of GDP by 2030. It is not factored into their costings.
Meantime, on the campaign trail, Labor spent much of this week spruiking its health funding policy. While in Geelong, Victoria, Mr. Shorten promised to put an extra $900 million into public hospitals over the next 6 years if Labor wins the election. Mr. Morrison focused on his government's economic credentials, saying the coalition had clear plans for the future. While in the electorate of Indi, he also announced a plan to eliminate mobile phone black spots in an area larger than the size of South Australia. Labor and the Greens downplayed a decision to preference an anti-vaccination campaigner above the coalition candidate in an electorate with one of the worst child immunisation rates in Australia, Richmond, in northern New South Wales. Greens leader Richard Di Natale says he supports vaccinations and the decision to preference Tom Barnett of the Involuntary Medications Objectors Party ahead of the National Party candidate was made by the local branch. The campaign week was also marred by a number of ugly moments. On Tuesday, the Prime Minister was the target of an attempted egging by a 25-year-old protester in Albury, New South Wales. Scott Morrison condemned the action.
Just because you have a difference of view to someone doesn't mean that you have to engage in these sort of ugly types of protests. I mean, it's just not the way we should do things. I mean, we're civilised people. We don't have to go running around doing that. I mean, I respect people who disagree with my opinion. And I think we have to learn to disagree better.
On Wednesday, Mr. Shorten fought back tears after an article in News Limited's Daily Telegraph accused him of excluding parts of his late mother's career to embellish his family's working class roots. While on the ABC on Monday, Mr. Shorten spoke about how his mother wanted to become a lawyer, but instead accepted a teaching scholarship because her working class background made it difficult to study without one. Anne Shorten worked as a teacher for 3 decades and later studied law as a mature age student, gained a Supreme Court prize, and eventually became a barrister. But Mr. Shorten says, as a woman in her mid-50s, his mother faced discrimination as an older worker and struggled as a barrister, finding it hard to get briefs.
I choose to give you that last bit of the battle of her time at the bar because my mum would want me to say to older women in Australia that just because you got grey hair, just because you didn't go to a special private school, just because you don't go to the right clubs, just because you're not part of some backslapping boys' club, doesn't mean you should give up.
The Prime Minister described the article as upsetting, saying he understood that Mr. Shorten would have been very hurt. A federal Liberal candidate who linked gay marriage to pedophilia and said an alleged rapist was the real victim in online comments was asked to resign by the Liberal Party on Thursday afternoon. Lawyer Gurpal Singh was contesting the safe Labor seat of Scullin in Melbourne. While Prime Minister Scott Morrison stood by him after his homophobic comments were revealed earlier this week, online comments exposed on Thursday were the last straw.
Well, I'm not going to get distracted by these issues. The party in Victoria was handling that matter, and I think they've made the right decision, and that candidate has resigned, and I welcome his resignation.
Mr. Shorten also distanced himself from former Prime Minister Paul Keating's attack on Australia's security agencies, with Labor ruling out a handshake if it wins the election.
Paul Keating's an elder statesman of Australian politics. He's never been shy of saying what he thinks. But for myself and for my opposition team, we've worked very well with the national security agencies. They know that and we know that. And we, of course, will continue to take the professional advice of the people who help keep Australians safe.
Uma Rishi, SBS News.